service. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Trail cameras by Multi and Cuddyback. Tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Don't miss the 20th annual used gun auction held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 9th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 9th, at the Emily City Fairgrounds. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 269-GUNS.
Halftime in Ubley. Ubley with a 10-point lead, 30-22. Other games in the area. Like we said last we heard, halftime, Reese 0, Bad Axe 0. At halftime, in 8-man, Peck is leading CPS 28-13. And in this game, Ubley is leading 30-20. Those are all the scores we have as of right now. If you have any score updates, please call the radio station at 269-9931. Once again, it's 989-269-9931 with any score updates. It would be really appreciated. They'll pass them on to us here in the booth. So let's go individual stats thus far. We'll start with the visiting Memphis Yellow Jackets, predominantly through the air. They only have 81 rushing, 204 passing. Serge Bowles, number 15, in the backfield the whole time, 4 carries for 20 yards. Aaron Hayes, number 9, mostly on the ends around. 2 carries for 61 yards, predominantly from that 57-yard scamper. Then Joe Hagman, the quarterback, number 16, has 8 carries for exactly 0 yards. He's been caught in the backfield a few times. Pretty interesting stat there. Joe Hagman, unofficially, is 6 for 10 in passing for 124 yards. And number 9, Hayes, is 1 for 1 for 80 yards. In receiving, number 9, Aaron Hayes, 2 catches for 15 yards. Sean Berry, 1 catch for 37 yards. David Gackey, 1 catch for 11 yards. And number 16, Joe Hagman, 1 catch for 80 yards and a touchdown.
That's the quarterback,
in fact. 285 yards altogether on the offense for the Yellow Jackets, like I said, 204 passing, 81 rushing. As far as the Ubley Bearcats go, completely opposite story. 241 yards rushing, 328 yards passing for 269. Both numbers pretty close to each other. Kurt Jaboski, the workhorse for the Bearcats, 14 carries thus far for 81 yards. His longest carry, 10 yards. So it just tells you he's just grinding them out in the trenches there, Dave.
Oh, he's been as dependable as they can be. Second short, third short, even first down to really get them to that second five, second six territory, where then they can do whatever they please. They can hand it off. They can roll Sweeney outside, even let him throw it, and still feel good enough to get the first down if they get the third down.
Number 20, David Rakowski, 4 carries for 49 yards, mostly from a 37-yard carry on his second one of the night. Then number 40, Ryan Hag, has 3 carries for 18 yards, and Nick Sweeney has 8 carries for 93 yards.
I want to point out there, Clark, look at that. He has 8 carries for 93 yards. He has 3 carries where he lost yards. Still has 93 yards on the ground.
Every time he's running the ball, they're averaging a first down and then 2 more yards on top of that. Nick Sweeney, 2 for 2 in passing, unofficially, for 28 yards. Dave Rakowski scooped up 12 yards, and Kurt Jaboski was 16. That rounds out the Ubley stats with 269 yards, 241 of those coming from their rushing game. Dave?
Looking at that, I'm looking at Ubley here specifically. They've predominantly run the ball and run the ball very well. Mixed in a few pass plays at good times, which is thanks to Coach Dave Coffin there, and successful passes, putting Sweeney in situations where the defense feels run. He's making nice throws. Also, I want to point out that even though he only has 2 completions, he does have 2 2-point conversion passing completions.
Not in our stat book.
Correct, not in the stat book. However, they've struggled in the past. They've decided to start throwing it on second down, or excuse me, on the two-point conversion, and that has worked out tremendously for them so far tonight, taking that 2 points every time they can get them. So I really like that. And I'll be Memphis' side, on the other hand, need to try and get the running game going, complete opposite of Ubley. They need to get the running game going somewhat, take the pressure off of Hagman, the quarterback, so that way the defenders are starting to lean back a little bit and hang back to them throws. And the only thing Ubley defense needs to do a little better is stop that pig play, the trick plays, the reverses that lead to a pass, to a huge breakdown on defense. Otherwise, I really like what Ubley did to slow down the Memphis offense. So far, Memphis defense hasn't had a clue yet. I look for Coach Kaufman to tweak the defense a little and keep the offense firing on all cylinders.
We are flying like a V8 engine on both sides of the ball here. Like Dave said, very little offense from both sides of these teams in the first 2 weeks, and now tonight we are in a shootout in the wild, wild west. A beautiful night here in the confines of Herbst Field in Ubley, Michigan. 1 minute and 55 seconds away from halftime before they add on about 3 or 4 more minutes, as Ubley is not even on the field yet. So we'll be back with the kickoff right after this on WLEW. It's Ubley 30, Memphis 20 at halftime.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the thumb provides for the thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and ReCore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Fall is a time for football, a time for hunting, a time for back to school, and time for a new phone with the tremendous back to school savings at Thumb Cellular. That's right, it's back-to-school savings at Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Pick up a Samsung Adorn, an LG Samba, or LG Prestige free on only a 1-year contract. Are you ready to step up to a Thumb Cellular smartphone? Get an HTC Desire Android smartphone free with just a 1-year agreement and take advantage of a reduced smartphone data plan, just $20. Many other phone specials are available, and if you sign up now, Thumb Cellular will double your minutes when you upgrade or add a line to your account. And those minutes will be doubled as long as you have a plan. Terms of service apply. Now is the time to upgrade to a Thumb Cellular phone and service from your only locally owned cellular provider, Thumb Cellular. With locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
You're tuned to WLEW. Second half is underway. The kickoff to Ubley got brought down at the 34-yard line, where the Ubley offense is back on the field. The first play was a handoff to the right side to number 5, Kirk Kibowski, for a gain of about a yard and a half there.
Number 50, Connor Kovac, the junior defensive lineman, brought him down.
Brings up a 2nd and 8, 2nd and 9 situation for the Bearcats, working off their right hash at the 35-yard line. Sweeney under center, 3 men in the backfield. This is a quick handoff to number That's a new number. That's number 12.